ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 The 10th chapter we have discussed so far, the first 18 verses. In the first 7 verses, Krishna spoke how he is unknowable and how he is the source of everything. And in the next 4 verses, 8 to 11, Krishna spoke about pure bhakti. And these 4 verses are very essential verses of Gita and they are considered the essence of Bhagavad Gita. Then from 12th verse till 18th verse, Arjuna shared his heartfelt realizations after hearing about Krishna, from Krishna directly. He glorified Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. And he further elaborated on Krishna's glories. And he requested Krishna, Krishna, can you please share your opulences? Share means share a description of your opulences. I want to know the description of your energies, your vibhutis, your powers by which you pervade the entire universe. How are you sustaining the entire universe by your powers? So Krishna begins to respond from 19th sloka. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Hantate Kathayishyami Divya Hyatma Vibhutayah Pradhanyatah Kurushreshtha Nastyanto Vistarasyame Hantate Kathayishyami. Krishna is saying, O Arjuna, you have asked me about my opulences, my vibhutis. So, kathayishyami, I'm going to describe. Okay. Divya hi atma vibhutaya. And these opulences are divya, they are divine. Atma vibhutaya, they are my vibhutis, my powers. Pradhanyataha kurusreshta, oh kurusreshta, oh best of kuru dynasty, I am not going to describe all my opulences. Pradhanyataha, I will describe only the principal ones. The foremost opulences only I can speak. I cannot speak all my opulences. It's not possible only. Why? Nasti anta vistarasyami. My expansions, my energies, my glories, my vibhutis, my powers are unlimited. There is no limit to them. So I cannot elaborate on everything. So I'll describe only few. Okay? The prominent ones. Prabhupada writes in this purport, that devotees become inquisitive to understand Krishna's glories, Krishna's powers, not that they can completely understand Krishna. Okay. Devotees also have a full understanding that they cannot understand Krishna fully. They fully understand that full understanding of Krishna is impossible. But still, they become very eager, enthusiastic to understand Krishna, and they want to know the glories and powers of Krishna more and more for one reason. Because whenever they are asking about Krishna and hearing about Krishna from devotees who know Krishna, they experience supreme bliss. So it's very relishable, very pleasurable to hear about Krishna. So for that reason, devotees become very eager to understand Krishna. Not that I can completely understand Krishna. They don't think like that. Prabhupada writes very beautifully. The very topics of Krishna are so relishable that they appear to the devotees as nectar. So I cannot drink this whole pot of nectar, but I can drink one cup of nectar, two cups of nectar, as much as possible on a daily basis, on a regular basis. Okay. The nectar in the pot may be unlimited, but even if I take little bit of that nectar also, I can relish. I can be happy. That's the mood in which devotees ask about Krishna. So, and that's why Krishna also says, I cannot describe everything. I can only describe the prominent ones. 20th sloka. Because our limited senses cannot understand Krishna completely. The senses also have a limited capacity. Mahaprasad may be so much. your capacity to eat is very less. Okay, but still you want to take some Mahaprasad to honor, because Krishna has taken this food, Krishna has eaten this food. The remnants of Krishna, if we eat, there is purification. So in that mood, devotees honor Prasad. 20th sloka.
Ahamatma gudhakesham.
Ahamatma gudhakesham.
Sarva bhutasya. Sarva bhutashayasthitah.
Sarva bhutashayasthitah.
Ahamadischa madhyamcha.
Ahamadischa madhyamcha.
Bhutanam anta evacha.
Bhutanam anta evacha.
In this sloka, Krishna says, Aham atma gudhakesham.
I am the Atma, I am the soul. Okay.
So here what soul he is speaking about? He is speaking about the super soul. Sometimes Atma word can mean soul, it can mean Paramatma also, it can mean body also, it can mean intelligence also, it depends on the context.
Aham Atma Gudhakesha, I am the super soul of Arjuna, Sarva Bhutasya Bharata.
He is Atmanam Akhilatmanam. So for all the living entities, Krishna is the super soul. He stays within the heart of all the souls, all the living entities. Okay, he gives knowledge, he is giving remembrance, he gives forgetfulness also. Mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha.
So we discussed it before also.
As super soul, Krishna is there within the hearts of everyone. So as super soul, he sustains the existence of everybody.
Aham atma gudhakesha sarva bhutasya bhutashayasthitah. Then aham adischa madhyamcha bhutanam anta evacha. I am the beginning, I am the ending, I am also the middle also.
Middle means the maintenance period. So Krishna is the creator, maintainer and destroyer. Okay? He is the beginning, he is the middle and he is the end of all beings. Means he creates, he maintains and destroys all manifestations in this material world. Okay. He is the creator, he is the maintainer and he is the destroyer. So having said that, Krishna begins to speak his opulences one by one from 21st verse onwards. So next 19 verses Krishna describes how he is the active principle or he is the prominent thing in every broad category of entities or people or objects in this universe. So the mood in which we understand these vibhutis of Krishna, that Krishna is going to speak from the next verse, is that Krishna is going to describe a few of his vibhutis, few of his opulences. And now you see in Bhagavata Subodhini, I have given a table where you see in the first colon you find the verse number, second colon gives a broad category, for example Adityas, luminaries, amongst luminaries I am sun. So of all luminaries are existing because of Krishna's energy. Of all the luminaries, the most prominent luminary is who?
Shiva.
Sun God, Surya. So that sun is a representative of Krishna. Not that sun is Krishna. Okay. So it's in a representative sense. I am the sun amongst the luminaries. Oh, means sun is Krishna. We should start worshipping sun God, not Krishna. Yeah, you can offer respects to the sun God, not a problem. You can do Surya Namaskar also. The point is, sun represents Krishna amongst the luminaries. That's the mood in which we need to understand. And even powerful sun also gets power from Krishna. Okay, that's the thing. All the entries in this table that you see now need to be understood in a similar manner. 21st sloka. In the 20th purport, Prabhupada writes, Krishna first informs Arjuna that he is the soul of the entire cosmic manifestation by dint of his primary expansion. Basically, there are three super souls, you know that. Purushavataras. There is Karanodaka Sai Vishnu or Mahavishnu, who is the super soul of entire material realm. And there is Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, who is the super soul of one universe. And Kshiradaka Sai Vishnu, who is the super soul of all living entities within the universe. 21st sloka.
Adityanam aham Vishnur.
Adityanam aham Vishnur.
Jyotisham raviram suman.
Jyotisham raviram suman.
Marichir marutam asmi.
Marichir marutam asmi.
Nakshatranam aham Shashi.
Nakshatranam aham Shashi.
So here Krishna says, Adityanam aham Vishnur. Amongst all Adityas, I am Vishnu. Adityas are who? Who are Adityas? They are the sons of Aditi. Aditi and Trashta, Aditi and Kashyapa married, and they have sons as Adityas. Initially there are 12 Adityas. And everyone who is born of Aditi can be called as Aditya. Initially there are 12 Adityas, but many people who are born out of Aditi, they can be called as Adityas. Amongst all of them, he is Vishnu. What is Vishnu here? Vamanadeva. Because Vamanadeva appeared as the son of Aditi and Kashyapa. You can read the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vamanadeva's appearance and activities. So, now Krishna is represented by Vamanadeva amongst the Adityas, amongst the sons of Aditi. Next. Next line is Jyotisham Raviram Shuman. Jyotisham means luminaries. Amongst all luminaries, Krishna is Ravi. Ravi means sun. Next. Marichir Marutam Asmi. Amongst Maruts means winds. Marut means wind. There are wind gods. Amongst all the wind gods, Krishna is Marich. And Nakshatranam Aham Shashi. Amongst all stars, Nakshatras, he is Shashi. Shashi means moon god. He is the moon. So like that, Krishna is the prominent personality amongst all the members within a group. So all the luminaries are one group, sun is the prominent one. All the stars are one group, moon is the prominent one. So like that, you need to understand that Krishna is the prominent, all prominent objects within one category are representatives of Krishna. 22nd shloka. Vedanam sama vedosmi.
Vedanam sama vedosmi.
Devanam asmi vasavaha.
Devanam asmi vasavaha.
Indriyanam manaschasmi.
Indriyanam manaschasmi.
Bhutanam asmi chetana.
Bhutanam asmi chetana.
Vedanam sama vedosmi. Of all the Vedas, I am sama veda. Devanam asmi vasavaha. Vasava means Indra. Of all the Devas or demigods, I am the Indra, the king of demigods. Next, Indriyana Manaschasmi. Of all the senses, I am Indra. Next, Bhutana Masmi Chetana. Of all the living entities, he is the Chetana, consciousness. Without consciousness, we cannot live. So, that Chetana is represented by Krishna in all of our existences. 23rd shloka. Rudranam Shankarashchasmi.
Rudranam Shankarashchasmi.
Vittesho Yaksharakshasam.
Vittesho Yaksharakshasam.
Vasunam Pavakashchasmi.
Vasunam Pavakashchasmi.
Meruhu Shikharinamaham.
Meruhu Shikharinamaham.
Rudranam Shankarashchasmi. Of all the Rudras, I am Shankara. Vittesho Yaksharakshasam. Vitta means money, wealth. Vittesha means the king of Vitta. That is wealth. Yaksha Rakshasa means there are Yakshas and Rakshasas. Amongst all of them, Krishna is Vittesha. Who is Vittesha? Kuvera. Kuvera is the wealthiest person. Okay. Amongst all Yakshas, Krishna is Kuvera. Vasunam Pavakas Chasmi. Third line. Amongst all Vasus, I am Pavaka. Pavaka means fire, Agni, Agni Dev. Meruhu Shikharinam Aham. Of all Shikharis. Shikhari means, Shikhara means peak. Shikhari means that which has a peak, that is mountain. Of all the mountains, Krishna is Meru mountain. The best mountain is Krishna. The best luminary is Krishna. The best Rudra is Krishna. The best Yaksha is Krishna. Like that. Next. Purodhasam cha mukhyam mam.
Purodhasam cha mukhyam mam.
Vidhi partha brihaspatim.
Vidhi partha brihaspatim.
Senanina mahamskandaham.
Senanina mahamskandaham.
Sarasam asmisagaraham.
Sarasam asmisagaraham.
So, Purodhasam cha mukhyam mam. Purodhasam is all these priests. Of all the priests, he is the best priest. Who is that best priest? Krishna says, Vidhi partha brihaspati. Of all the priests, I am brihaspati. Second. Senanina mahamskandaham. Senani means the commanders in chief, army. The head of an army is called Senani. Sena is army. Senani means the head of army. So amongst all commanders, he is Skanda. Skanda means Kartikeya. Sarasa Masmi Sagaraha. Sarasa means water body. Amongst all water bodies, Krishna is Sagara. Sagara means ocean. Next shloka, 25th shloka.
Maharshinam bhrugurahaṁ
Maharshinam bhrugurahaṁ
Giram asmi ekamaksharam
Giram asmi ekamaksharam
Yajnanam japa yajnosmi
Yajnanam japa yajnosmi
Sthavaranam himalayaham
Sthavaranam himalayaham
Maharshinam bhrugurahaṁ Of all Maharshis, great sages, he is Bhrugu. Giram asmi ekamaksharam. Giram means of all the vibrations. Whatever you sound you make, that's a sound vibration. Of all sound vibrations, he is ekamaksharam. What is that ekamaksharam? Omkara. Om. Prabhupada writes in this purport. Most of these purports are very short, simple. But here in this purport, Prabhupada writes a little bigger paragraph where he says, Bhrugu is most powerful, says, of all the transcendental vibrations, Om represents Krishna. Of all the sacrifices, Yajnanam Japa Yajnosmi. The Yajna or the sacrifice of doing Japa means chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Yajnanam Japa Yajnosmi means the process of chanting of the holy names of Krishna is also a sacrifice. Of all sacrifices, the best sacrifice is Japa Yajna. And that is represented by Krishna. Japa Yajna represents Krishna. Sthavaranam Himalayaha. Of all sthavaras. Sthavaras means immovable things. You know, sthavara jangama. That which is movable, that which is immovable. Of all immovable things, he is Himalaya. 26th shloka. Ashvattha sarva vrikshanam
Ashvattha sarva vrikshanam
Devarshinam cha naradaham
Devarshinam cha naradaham
Gandharvanam chitraratha
Gandharvanam chitraratha
Siddhanam kapilo munihi
Siddhanam kapilo munihi
Ashvattha sarva vrikshanam Of all the trees, Krishna is Ashvattha vriksha, the banyan tree. Devarshinam cha naradaham Of all devarshis, Deva is demigod, Rishi is sages. So there are sages amongst the demigods also. They are called Devarshis. Amongst all the Devarshis, Krishna is Narada Muni. Gandharvanam cha Chitraratha. Of all Gandharvas, Krishna is Chitraratha. And Siddhanam Kapilomunihi. Siddhas means perfected beings. Of all perfected beings, Krishna is represented by Kapilomuni. 27th shloka. Ucchaishravam Ashvanam
Ucchaishravam Ashvanam
Ucchaishrava Samasvanam
Ucchaishravam Ashvanam
Vidhimam Amrutodbhavam
Vidhimam Amrutodbhavam
Airavatam Gajendranam
Airavatam Gajendranam
Naranam Chanaradhipam
Naranam Chanaradhipam
Ucchaishrava Of all the horses, Krishna is Ucchaishrava. And Vidhimam Amrutodbhavam. So Amrutodbhavam means once in the 8th canto, you must have studied already. So, the demigods and demons were churning the milk ocean for nectar. So, in that context, Ucchaishrava horse appeared from the churning of the nectar, churning of the milk ocean. So, Krishna is represented by that horse, Ucchaishrava. Airavatam Gajendranam. This also has come from Samudra Manthan only. Airavata. Of all kings of elephants, he is Airavata. Not Kovalyapida. Kovalyapida is also a very powerful elephant. Like that, there are so many powerful elephants. Of all the powerful elephants, Krishna is represented by Airavata. Then Naranam cha Naradhipam. Of all Naras, of all human beings, Naradhipa. Who is Naradhipa? A king. So, of all the people in a kingdom, a king represents Krishna. King is not Krishna. King represents Krishna. Next. 28th shloka. Ayudhanam aham vajram
Ayudhanam aham vajram
Dhenunam asmika madhuk
Dhenunam asmika madhuk
Prajnaschasmikan Prajanaschasmikan darpaham
Prajanaschasmikan darpaham
Sarpanam asmivasukihi
Sarpanam asmivasukihi
Ayudhanam aham vajram Ayudha means weapon. Of all the weapons, Krishna is Vajrayudha, the weapon of thunderbolt. Because Krishna himself instructed the demigods to go and beg Dadhichi for his bones. And demigods went to Dadhichi and asked, please give us your body. We want to make a thunderbolt out of your bones. Vishwakarma will use your bones and make a thunderbolt, and this is the instruction of Lord Vishnu. So this is the best of weapons. With that weapon, Indra killed Vritrasura. So of all the weapons, Krishna is this Vajrayudha, thunderbolt weapon, which is held by Indra. Dhenu naam asmi kamadhuk. Of all dhenus, of all cows, he is the kamadhenu cow or the surabhi cow. Prajanas chasmi kandarpaha. Prajanaha means, praja means people, population. Prajanaha means the causes of procreation. What causes people? Okay, lust. Lust that produces progeny. So the attraction between male and female produces progeny, population. So of all of that, Krishna is represented by Kandarpa. Because lust or attraction between male and female in this world exists because of Kandarpa or Cupid. Material Cupid instigates that. So of all the causes of progeny, Krishna is represented by Kandarpa. He is the best person who can instigate lust in people. Next. Sarpanam asmi Vasukihi. Of all the serpents, Krishna is represented by Vasuki. Now you see this. Kandarpa is the sex desire for presenting good sons, good children. Therefore, Kandarpa is the representative of Krishna. Sometimes sex is engaged in only for sense gratification. Such sex does not represent Krishna. Okay. But sex for generation of good children is called Kandarpa, and that is represented by Krishna. Now sometimes we may get some doubt. Causes of procreation in Krishna is represented by Kandarpa. Yeah, Kandarpa, because of the intense effect of Cupid, people may come together. So it's not just coming together, that is coming together for procreating children. That's why Krishna very clearly said that prajanas chasmi kandarpaha. So that lust or that union of man and woman that produces children, good children, that is represented by Krishna. Dharma viruddho kamosmi bharatarshubha. So that lust which is not against dharma, that is represented by Krishna. So man and woman coming together is not wrong if it is in a official marriage tie for the purpose of producing children. So that is represented by Krishna. That is dharma aviruddha. It is not against dharma. So that kind of legal union is allowed. Next, 29th sloka. So that, but illicit sex is not represented by Krishna. Anantaschasmi naganam
varuno
yadasam aham
varuno yadasam aham
pitrunam aryamachasmi
pitrunam aryamachasmi
yamahasam yamatam aham
yamahasam yamatam aham.
Next sloka, in the 29th sloka of Nagas. So earlier he already said serpents. Now he is speaking about Nagas. So both are snakes only. But Nagas are specifically those snakes that have so many hoods. Multiple hoods. Okay. Of all many hooded snakes, he is Ananta or Sesha. Seshanag we say, right? Next. Varuno Yadasam Aham. Of all the aquatics, he is Varuna. Because Varuna is the lord of waters. He stays inside the water. He is also considered an aquatic. So of all aquatics, he is Varuna. Aquatics means those who dwell in the water. Pitrunam Aryama Chasmi. Of all the ancestors is Aryama. Yamaha Samyamatam Aham. Of all the dispensers of law, Krishna is represented by Yamaraj. Yamadharma Raj. 30th sloka. Prahaladas Chasmi Daityanam.
Prahaladas Chasmi Daityanam.
Kalaha Kalayatam Aham.
Kalaha Kalayatam Aham.
Mriganam cha mrigendroham
mriganam cha mrigendroham
vainateyascha pakshinam
vainateyascha pakshinam
prahaladaschasmi daityanam. Of all daityas, adityas are descendants of aditi. Daityas are descendants of diti. Of all descendants of diti, the lord is represented by Prahalad Maharaj. Prahaladaschasmi daityanam kalaha kalayatam aham. So kalaha means, kalayata means that which subdues, that which deteriorates, destroys. Of all causes of destruction, Krishna is time factor. Kalaha kalayata maham. Mriganam cha mrugendroham. Mrugas means beasts, animals. Of all the animals, Krishna is represented by Mrugendra. Who is that? lion. Vainateyascha pakshinam. Pakshi means birds. Of all the birds, Krishna is Vainateya. Vainateya means Vinatasuta. Vinata's son is Vainateya. Who is that? Garuda. So Krishna is represented by Garuda. Of all the birds, so Garuda is the original eagle. Pavanaha pavat. 31st sloka, right? Pavanaha pavatam asmi.
Pavanaha pavatam asmi.
Ramaha shastra bhritam aham.
Ramaha shastra bhritam aham.
Chashanam akaras chasmi.
Chashanam akaras chasmi.
Shrotasam asmi jahnavi.
Shrotasam asmi jahnavi.
Pavanaha pavatam asmi. So pavatam means that which purifies. So everything that purifies, Krishna is represented by pavana. Pavana means wind. Now the wind is coming here, right? It's purifying us. Ramaha shastra bhritam aham. Rama, shastra bhritam means, shastra bhritam means one who holds shastras, weapons. Shastra is scripture, shastra is weapon. Of all those people who are holding weapons, Krishna is represented by Rama. It could mean Parashurama also. Rama or Parashurama. Parashurama is also called sometimes Rama. Because basically Parashu is basically the axe that he holds. His name is Rama. He holds Parashu. He is called Parashurama also. So Parashurama. Next. Jashana makaras chasmi. Jasha means of all fishes. Of all makaras. Of all fishes. He is makara or shark. Jasha means fishes. Of all fishes, he is the shark fish. Then Srotasam asmi jahnavi. Srotasa means river. Of all rivers, he is Jahnavi. Jahnavi means Ganga Devi. Why she is called Jahnavi? Because as Bhagirada is just bringing Ganga down to this earthly planet, there is one sage named Jahnumuni. So this Ganga just inundated his hermitage because her force is so long. And Jahnumuni became very angry and then drank all this Ganga river. Okay. And again he released. Bhagirath said, you drank all the Ganga river, so please release. Then he released from his ears. So because she came from Jahnumani, she is also called Jahnavi. So that is mentioned here. Shrotasam asmi Jahnavi. So Sarganam adirantascha.
Sarganam adirantascha.
Madhyam chaivaham arjuna.
Madhyam chaivaham arjuna.
Adhyatma vidya vidyanam.
Adhyatma vidya vidyanam.
Vadaha pravadatam aham.
Vadaha pravadatam aham.
Sarganam adirantascha. Of all creations, Krishna is the beginning, middle and end. That's how he began the whole series only. 20th sloka he said, aham adishya madhyam cha bhutanam antayavacha. Something is repeating here. Same thing. Then, adhyatma vidya vidyanam. Of all vidyas, vidyas means education. Of all types of knowledge or education, he is adhyatma vidya. He is spiritual knowledge. Spiritual education is represented by Krishna. And vadaha pravadatam aham. Vada means this argumentation, logic. Of all the arguments and logic, he is conclusive truth. The conclusion is Krishna. Because people may argue so much and come to some conclusion. So the result of all those arguments is conclusion. So of all arguments, Krishna is the conclusion. Conclusive truth. Very interesting, right? 33rd sloka. Aksharanam akarosmi.
Aksharanam akarosmi.
Dvandvaha samasikasya cha.
Dvandvaha samasikasya cha.
Aham evakshayah kalo.
Aham evakshayah kalo.
Dhataham vishvato mukha.
Dhataham vishvato mukha.
In this sloka, Krishna says, Aksharanam akarosmi. Of all aksharas, Krishna is akara. A, the letter A in English if you want. Next, dvandvaha samasikasya cha. Here samasika means compound words. Of all compound words, Krishna is the dual compound, samasas. So in the Sanskrit grammar or some local Indian languages grammar, there is some samasas, compound words and all that. So that is Krishna is the dual compound. Then aham evakshayah kalo dhatmaham dhataham vishvato mukha. Of all the creators, he is the dhata, that is Brahma. Of all the creators, Krishna is Brahma. 34th sloka. मृत्युः सर्वहरस्याहम्
मृत्युः सर्वहरस्याहम्
उद्भवश्च भविष्यताम्
उद्भवश्च भविष्यताम्
कीर्तिः श्रीर्वाक्च नारीणाम्
कीर्तिः श्रीर्वाक्च नारीणाम्
स्मृतिर्मेधा धृतिः क्षमा
स्मृतिर्मेधा धृतिः क्षमा
मृत्युः सर्वहरस्याहम् सर्वहरस्याहम् सो डेथ् कृष्णा इज़ रिप्रेजेंटेड बाय डेथ ओके सो एज डेथ Krishna takes away everything that a person has accumulated. Death means the separation between the living entity or the soul and the body, material body. So the time when the soul leaves this body is considered death. So at that time, everything he has to give up. He may have a big bungalow, big name, big reputation, so many followers, so many family members, maybe a car or... So many degrees, so much of knowledge, so many things he has. But everything that person has to just relinquish, he just has to leave everything when death comes. So Krishna represents that death. Mrityuha sarvakara harascaham. In the next sloka also, next chapter also Krishna says, Kalosmi loka kshayatkrit pravriddho. And he also says, death I am. First he says, time I am. Then he also says, death I am. Here he says, death I am, right? So, time eventually causes death. So, time is also Krishna, death is also Krishna. With the passage of time, there is death. There is deterioration, there is death. So, every moment there is deterioration, that time is Krishna. So, the final timing for the person to leave the body is death, that is also represented by Krishna. So, he is the beginning, he is the maintenance phase, he is the death phase also. Everything. So nothing can happen without Krishna. Every prominent thing that you see is actually represented by Krishna. As soon as a man is born, he dies at that very moment, at every moment. Thus death is devouring every living entity at every moment, but the last stroke is called death itself. The death is Krishna. As for future development, all the living entities undergo six basic changes that you know. People are born, they grow, they remain for some time, they reproduce, they dwindle and they die. These are six kinds of transformation. So these transformations do not exist for the soul. They exist only for the body. Okay. And other things. Kirtihi, Shri, one more thing. Mrityuha sarvaharasyaham we discussed. Udbhavascha bhavishyatam. So udbhavascha bhavishyatam means for all future manifestations or transformations, Krishna is Udbhava, means birth, the generating principle. So, birth represents Krishna, death also represents Krishna. Kirtihi Shrir Vakcha Narinam, Naris. So, of all women, all these fine opulences like fame, fortune, memory, then fine speech, patience, intelligence, dhriti, steadfastness, all these are women. Okay, presiding deities of all these things are women. So for all women, all the feminine opulences, Krishna is represented by these prominent opulences. What are they? Kirti, fame. Srir, Sri is opulence or beauty. Vak is fine speech. Smriti is memory. Medha, intelligence. Dhriti, firmness. Kshama, patience or forgiveness also. Sometimes kshama is translated as forgiveness. So all these are feminine opulences. They are also represented by Krishna. Basically, without Krishna, nothing functions in this entire creation.
Brihat-sama-tatha-samnam
Gayatri-chanda-samaham
Gayatri-chanda-samaham
Masanam-marga-sirshoham
Masanam-marga-sirshoham
Ritunam-kusumakaraham
Ritunam-kusumakaraham
Brihat-sama-tatha-samnam Okay. Of all the hymns of Samaveda, earlier Krishna said, Vedanam Samavedosmi. Of all Vedas, I am Samaveda. Now, of all the hymns of Samaveda, he is Brihat Sama. We don't know Samaveda so much, okay? But we can just understand this much. Get the essence. If you are well-versed in Samaveda, then you will understand what is Brihat Sama and all that. But here, this much information you take. You may not be able to know everything. Gayatri Chandasa Maham. Of all Chandasa, poetry, Krishna is represented by Gayatri. Masana Marga Sirshoham. Masa means months. Of all the months, Krishna is Marga Sirsha month. That is November and December, which is quite cool. Rutunam Kusumakaraha. Of all the seasons, Krishna is the flower-bearing spring. In spring season, there are very beautiful flowers. So that is Krishna. Next sloka. Dyotam chalayatam asmi.
Dyotam chalayatam asmi.
Tejas tejasvinamaham.
Tejas tejasvinamaham.
Jayosmi vyavasayosmi.
Jayosmi vyavasayosmi.
Sattvam sattvavatam aham.
Sattvam sattvavatam aham.
Dyotam chalayatam asmi. Chalayata means cheating. There are different ways of cheating. Of all the types of cheating, Krishna is dyutam, gambling. So gambling is the foremost way of cheating people. So not only in the positive categories, even in the negative categories also, the best category is represented by Krishna. Mm-hmm. Krishna is the greatest cheater. Mm-hmm. How Krishna cheated Bali Maharaj? Krishna became Vamanadev. And he came in the form of a small Brahmana boy and he asked, give me 3 steps only. And Bali Maharaj said, okay, it's too much. Why only 3 steps? You're such a small boy. Your steps are very small. Take as much as you want. I can give you wealth as much as you need. Don't ask for this, such a meager charity. That's below my dignity to give 3 steps of land for you. Registration charges also may be more than the land cost. Okay, it's very small. Then Vamanadeva gives a big seminar on principles of satisfaction. If I am not satisfied with 3 steps of land, I will not be satisfied even if I get 3 worlds. So better give me whatever I ask. Otherwise, I will just go away. You are known to give only big charities. You cannot give small charities, I'll go. Then Vamanadeva, when he said like this, Bali Maharaj said, no, please take whatever you want. And then he started giving him charity. And Vamanadeva took the 3 steps land. And then he started expanding his size. He covered the entire universe with 2 steps. And he's not satisfied. He just went against the principles of satisfaction seminar that he gave. He said, where is my 3rd step? You promised me 3 steps. You gave me only 2 steps. Your check got bounced. You don't have enough bank balance in your account. So please give me the 3rd step. If you don't give me 3rd step, you will have to go to hell. You gave me a false promise. And Vamanadeva did not stop there. He arrested Bali Maharaj with Varuna Pasha. Okay. So he embarrassed Vamanadeva to such a degree. Vamanadeva embarrassed Bali Maharaj to such a degree. So Krishna can cheat. So of all the cheaters, he said gambling. Gambling is another way of cheating. It's the best way of cheating. That is represented by Krishna. Next is Tejas Tejasvinamaham. Of all the splendid, of all that is splendid, Krishna is the splendor. Something is beautiful, the beauty is Krishna. Something is powerful, power is Krishna. Something is so great, that greatness is Krishna. Okay. You may appreciate something for some quality in it. That quality is actually representative of Krishna. Without Krishna element there, nothing is attractive to you. That flower is attractive to you because Krishna is there. The beauty of that flower is Krishna. You say, this flower is so beautiful. The beauty is Krishna. Simple. That's why flower is beautiful. Next. Jayosmi, Vyavasayosmi. And Jaya means Krishna is the victory also. Vyavasaya means, Vyavasaya is the word which is used for agriculture. But generally Vyavasaya means, it is effort. Okay, the endeavor that you put, that is Vyavasaya. Vyavasayatmika buddhi vekeha kurunandana. So Vyavasaya is basically the effort that you put. Then Sattvam Sattvatam Sattvavatam Aham. Sattvavata means possessor of strength. Of all the strong people, Krishna is the strength. You find a strong person, understand, Krishna is the strength of that strong person. You find a beautiful person, Krishna is the beauty of that beautiful person. So without Krishna principle, nothing exists. 37th sloka. Vrishninam Vasudevosmi.
Vrishninam Vasudevosmi.
Pandavanam Dhananjayah.
Pandavanam Dhananjayah.
Muninam Apyaham Vyasah.
Muninam Apyaham Vyasah.
Kavinam Ushanakavihi.
Kavinam Ushanakavihi.
Vrishninam Vasudevosmi. Of all Vrishnis, Krishna is Vasudeva, that you know. He is son of Vasudeva. The Vrishni dynasty, Krishna appeared. And of all the Vrishnis, Vasudeva is the best and Krishna is that. Pandavanam Dhananjaya. Of all the Pandavas, Krishna is Dhananjaya, Arjuna. He is pointing out Krishna. Right? You are represented by me. You are the best of all Pandavas, right? You are me. So this is not Mayavad. You and me are same. That's not the point he is saying. Krishna is the best of all. Not that everything is Krishna. Everything that is good is because of Krishna's presence. Krishna's empowerment. Muninam apyaham vyasaha. Of all munis, Krishna is Vyasa. Kavinam ushana kavihi. Of all the kavis or poets or thinkers, Krishna is Ushana. Ushana means Shukracharya. Next sloka, 38th sloka.
Dandodamayitam asmi.
Nitir asmi jigishatam. Maunam chaivasmi guhyanam.
Jnanam jnanavatamaham.
Dandodamayitam asmi. Danda is punishment. Damayita means there are some people who may not follow laws. The law, the governmental law or some civil laws, they are supposed to be followed by all citizens. There are some people who may not follow. So to subdue those people or to teach a lesson to those people, some action has to be taken. Of all those actions, Krishna is the action of punishment. Okay? So of all the means of suppressing the lawlessness, Krishna is represented by punishment. So there are some people who will be obliged to follow law only if they are punished. Okay? So Krishna is their punishment. Next point in this sloka. 38. Maunam nitir asmi jigishatam. Niti is morality. Of all the victory seekers, Krishna is morality. Because so many people may win victory in so many ways. They may become winners. But those people who are upholding morality without any cheating, if they are winning, that kind of victory, honest victory is Krishna. Okay. Morality. Maunam chaivasmi guhyanam. Of all the guhyas, guhya means secrets. Of all the secrets, Krishna is silence. Okay. If you are silent, you are not revealing any secret. Your silence or your ability to not reveal any secrets, that is represented by Krishna. Jnanam jnanavatamaham. Of all the jnanis, wise people, he is the wisdom. Wise people are called wise only because they are bestowed with wisdom by Krishna. Their wisdom is Krishna. Last sloka in this series.
Yachapi sarva bhutanam.
Bijam tadaham arjuna. Natadasti vina yatsyan.
Maya bhutam characharam.
Yachapi sarva bhutanam. Bijam tadaham arjuna. Of all the existences, Krishna is the bijam. Bija means seed. Anything that can exist. For this plant, so many plants are around us. So many trees are there. They are all born out of some seeds. So the existence of something is dependent on its bija. So Krishna is that bija. So now bija may not be exactly the seed that you see. The cause of any existence could be called as bija. Aham bija pratah pitaha. Krishna is the seed giving father of all existences. So that's how Krishna is described as seed. No moving or non-moving being can exist without Krishna. In that sense, Krishna is the bija. Because we know four types of living entities. Andaja, Svedaja, Udbija, Jarayuja. Some living entities are born out of bija. Some are born out of eggs. Some are born out of womb. Okay. So, basically, bija here is, now a human being may not be born out of bija. Tree is born out of bija. You plant a seed, and then the plant will come out. But the bija here is whatever the father is giving the mother, that is also called bija. Okay, in that sense. So he is the seed of all existences. A seed, you may not purchase seeds in a shop. So 40th sloka. So after describing all these opulences, in the last 19 slokas, Krishna is saying, नान्तोऽस्ति मम दिव्यानां
नान्तोऽस्ति मम दिव्यानां
भूतीनां परन्तप
भूतीनां परन्तप
येष तु उद्देशतः प्रोक्तो
येष तु उद्देशतः प्रोक्तो
विभूतेर्विस्तरो मया नान्तोऽस्मि मम दिव्यानां विभूतीनां परन्तप दिव्य विभूति ऑल मे विभूतीस आर ट्रांसेंडेंटल दे आर डिवाइन न अंत There is no end to my divine opulences. I am ending now in the 39th shloka. I spoke of my opulences only in 19 shlokas. That does not mean these are the only vibhutis that I have. My vibhutis are all divya, transcendental and divine. There is no end to them. He said in the beginning also, now he is repeating the same thing. Yesha tu uddeshatah prokto vibhuter vistaro maya. I have just spoken to you just to give a mere indication of my infinite opulences. This is there, that is there. These are like prominent things. Oh, there must be many more in the store. Yeah, we have so many. We cannot show. Now somebody, you go into a shop, you go into a cloth shop, he may have thousands of clothes. And you ask for a shirt and then he may show one or two only. He may not show a thousand. Even if he is having so much patience and time also, he may show some six, seven. Because he knows, you will only take one. You don't have the capacity to take all the thousand. He may have more. Similarly, we don't have the capacity to hear and understand all the thousands and infinite opulences of Krishna. So, Krishna just spoke 19 verses. So, this much is understand. You can understand this much and then be satisfied that I have infinite opulences. You don't have to reveal everything. So, Prabhupada writes, as stated in the Vedic literature, although the opulences and energies of the Supreme are understood in various ways, there is no limit to such opulences. Therefore, not all the opulences and energies can be explained. Simply a few examples are being described to Arjuna to pacify his inquisitiveness. Similarly, within the scriptures also, everything you may not be able to understand. When you are reading there, you can get so many doubts. It's good to be having doubts. Analyzing things and trying to understand things and inquiring things. But there is a limit to which we can acquire knowledge. Everybody cannot acquire unlimited knowledge. So, you understand the essence of knowledge and very importantly, you should try to apply that knowledge. Try to realize it. So, try to imbibe the spirit of the essence of the scriptures. What essentially that this chapter is speaking to us. Get that lesson. Try to imbibe that spirit. Try to apply that practically in your life. And then move ahead. So, if we are just inquisitive to understand everything under the sky, so gathering knowledge will take the whole lifetime. But applying that knowledge, you should also have them some time left for applying that knowledge, right? See, it's not only about accumulating knowledge, it's about applying knowledge. So, there should be a combination of both. 41. Yadyadvibhutimatsattvam
Yadyadvibhutimatsattvam
Shrimadurjitamevava
Shrimadurjitamevava
Tattadevavagacchattvam
Tattadevavagacchattvam
Mamatejomsasambhavam
Mamatejomsasambhavam
Yadyadvibhutimatsattvam Shrimadurjitamevava So, please understand, there are so many vibhutis that I have. Vibhuti means opulences. Matsattvam Shrimadurjitamevava So, whatever is vibhutimat means majestic. Shrimad means beautiful. Next, urjitam, powerful. Yajyad vibhutimat sattvam, yajyad vibhutimat sattvam, shrimad urjitam. Three things. So, vibhutimat means majestic, then shrimad means beautiful, urjitam means powerful. Anything that is majestic or powerful or beautiful that you see, understand that it is just a spark of my splendor. Tattat eva avagacchatvam mama tejomsa sambhavam. It is possible only by my teja, my power. So something is beautiful because of my power. Something is powerful because of me. Something is majestic because of me. All creations that are majestic or beautiful in the past, present and future are actually because of Krishna. So, mama teja amsha sambhavam. Krishna does not say mama teja sambhavam. Mama teja amsha sambhavam. A
slight amsha, spark of my splendor will manifest all these opulences, of all these great things. So, Krishna need not put his full power and full energy to manifest something great. With a slight spark of his energy also, small amsha, fragmental portion of his energy and power also, he can present something very great and grand. That's the glory of Krishna. There is no limit to his opulences. Prabhupada writes in this purport, any glorious or beautiful existence should be understood to be but a fragmental manifestation of Krishna's opulence. If this great thing is a fragmental manifestation of Krishna's opulence, how much opulence Krishna has? Okay, this itself is like too overwhelming for me to assimilate. There are so many beautiful places. You go to some places and the place is so beautiful, it's so overwhelming to you. You see a person, he's so knowledgeable, that's very overwhelming. And you see something very wondrous, something very great, it's like too much to digest. Oh, how is this possible? You wonder at that great object. So you understand that is manifested by a small spark of Krishna splendor. Okay. So, a very wealthy person is there, he may have thousands of acres of land, he may have millions and millions of dollars of money, okay, and you go and ask him something, okay, take this $1 million, do whatever you want. Give me $1 million, just as charity, you are so wealthy. So this is just a spark, fragmental portion of my wealth. How much wealth do you have? Right, you wonder at it, right? And that whatever wealth that wealthy person has, that is a slight spark of Krishna splendor. You understand that? So, we cannot even imagine Krishna's inconceivable potency and opulence. It's beyond the comprehension of our mental capacity or our imaginary capacity. Okay. Last sloka of this chapter. Anything extraordinarily opulent should be considered to represent Krishna's opulence. Now last sloka. Athava bahu naitena,
athava bahu naitena,
jnatena tav arjuna,
jnatena tav arjuna,
vishtabhyahamidam krishnam,
vishtabhyahamidam krishnam,
ekamshena sthito jagat,
ekamshena sthito jagat,
athava bahu naitena kim jnatena tav arjuna. Oh Arjuna, what is the necessity to know all these things? Right, what is the need for this detailed knowledge? He says, vishtabhyaham idam krishnam eka amshena sthito jagat. Now Krishna might have enumerated so many wonders within this universe, but the universe itself is manifested by a slight spark of Krishna splendor. So all wonders within the universe are manifestations of slight spark of Krishna splendor. But the universe itself is a slight spark of Krishna's splendor, that you understand. The source of all wonders, okay, is Krishna. And this universe is one insignificant small universe. Like that there are so many other universes. So all these unlimited universes are slight spark of Krishna's splendor. Because the entire material realm is a very small, small insignificant section of the entire space available. Because the remaining space is filled with so much of variety. That is all spiritual world. Spiritual world is much, much, much bigger than the material world. Okay. So, this is 1/4, that is 3/4. That's often said like that. Okay. So, for example, if a criminal sees the jail, the prison house, and then says, oh, this prison cell has so many facilities here. Oh, this is like a better cell to keep some high-class criminals. They like meager facilities, some low-class criminals, people who have done like most abominable activities are kept in this kind of most severe and austere jail. People who have done very small mistakes, they are kept in this kind of jail. So like that, just seeing the prison house only, a criminal could wonder. You are seeing so many wonders in this prison, in this jail. Go out of the jail. See the real country. How many wonders are there? So, we can wonder at every moment. Because we are so insignificant that we do not have the capacity even to fathom how something is functioning. Just to analyze this body is a source of so many wonders.
There is a cut here. Now if in this object there is a cut here, you cannot just heal it. But if there is a cut here, it will heal. Generally, with a small cut.
So, Krishna has given that self-healing capacity. So, like that, now within this one human body, there are so many wonders.
Another human body comes out of this one human body. It grows. This mobile phone, it will not grow. It will not grow bigger. But you are growing. It will not grow older. It will deteriorate, definitely. It will not develop white hairs.
So, point is that within one body, to analyze this body, so many doctors will just study. Somebody is ENT specialist. Somebody is eye specialist. Somebody is brain specialist. Somebody is lungs specialist. Somebody is a dentist. So like that, to study one small aspect of human body itself, people may do PhDs and they spend their whole life. And that whole human body is a manifestation of Krishna's energy. And like that, not only human body, he manifested so many 84 lakh species of bodies.
Okay.
So how much opulence and how much intelligence he has. To understand, to analyze what he has manifested, so many intellectuals are breaking their head. Still they are unable to understand. That too, material things. What to speak of spiritual things. So, like that, everything that is manifested is a spark of Krishna's splendor. He is the super soul. Krishna says, but what is the need to understand all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. So, you know the three super souls. Krishna is pervading throughout in the form of super soul. As super soul, he sustains everything. So, but worship of demigods is thoroughly discouraged herein, because even the demigods are also manifested by Krishna's energy. Krishna is asamordhva. There is no one equal to Krishna. There is no one superior to Krishna. Krishna is everything. Krishna is the source of everything. Krishna is the sustenance of everything. Krishna is the end of everything. After everything ends, everything is dissolved. Everything goes back into Mahavishnu's body. And that Mahavishnu is an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of Krishna.